Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I'm going to read from 1 Kings chapter 19 and then a passage out of Isaiah and out of 1 John in the New Testament as well. First, out of 1 Kings chapter 19, beginning at verse 19. So Elijah, E-L-I-J-A, went from there and found Elisha, E-L-I-S-H-A. Elisha was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, Elisha said, and then I will come with you. Go back, Elijah replied. So Elijah left him and went back to say goodbye to his mom and dad. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to all the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant. And then out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 25, I, God alone, will blot out your sins for my sake and will never think of them again. And then out of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. For the next few weeks, as we are in the start of this year, I want to take a look at living a life of purpose, a life of impact in this one time around we've been given. To do that, we need to start at a new beginning. I know this may seem obvious to say, but every sunrise is a new day in our lives, presenting us with a chance to turn the page and move on to a brand new day of opportunities. Opportunities to build on all the good of yesterday, to learn from all the disappointments, and to continue to grow into all we were meant to be. But to do that, we have to turn the page. We have to move on from yesterday and the mistakes and the decisions into a new day before us. That is exactly what Elisha did. The prophet Elijah had been a prophet for some time, and with God's okay and blessing, he was now looking for someone to take over for him. He found Elisha and threw his cloak over Elisha's shoulders, designating him to be his successor. Elisha asked if he could say goodbye to his mom and dad. Elijah said okay, but reminded him to remember his new calling and not to allow things to hold him back for too long from where God was calling him. So Elijah turned the page, and he turned his plowing equipment into kindling, and he burned it up completely, and he barbecued his oxen. He put a period at the end of that page in his life, and in doing that, he left the past behind. He left his old way of life for the memory books, and he also left the regrets, the shortcomings, the successes, the failures, the mistakes that he had made. Further, by burning his plowing equipment, he eliminated any possibility of going back into the past. He needed to move on and was ready to step into his future. That's where God has each of us each day, waiting for us to move forward with him, to burn the plowing equipment, to change, to turn the page and leave the past in the past and move on into all the possibility and opportunity of a brand new day. But sometimes we have trouble turning the page and leaving the past where it belongs. Enter then into the picture, God's grace. Some of you know that I was an altar boy in the Catholic Church when I was little, and then attended a very formal Episcopal church when I was living in Connecticut and probably 10 to 12 years old. And at Linda's request, joined the Methodist Church when we were married. And even though I learned things about God, I always felt that my relationship with him was about doing things, about being good, attending worship and mass. I always felt like I was earning his favor and love. I carried a lot of guilt around. I never felt God's love and God's forgiveness and acceptance and grace until I asked him into my life some 30 years ago. And that's when God's grace entered my life for good. You know, we haven't been there in a few years, but for a period of time, we would go every year to Sea Island, Georgia. It was one of our favorite family getaway spots amid the pristine marsh encircled beaches of Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia. And it's where I was always reminded of God's grace in my life. Each morning, I would walk on the beach. Before anybody else got up, I would go out to the beach. Often, I was also the only one out there. As the sun rose, streaking brushstroke bands of orangey yellow over the horizon and across the clouds in the distance, it was all very quiet, except for the ankle-deep surf that I walked through as it surged and then receded time after time on the shoreline. One morning, as I walked along, I watched and noticed that with each billowy pass of the surf, the sand was restored to its naturally created beauty, clearing my path ahead, while erasing my footprints and any history of my journey up to that point. No debris, no footprints, no markings or scarrings in the sand after the surf passed it by. All that remained was smooth, glistening, clean, wet sand canvases stretching behind me and before me as far as I could see, and I assumed beyond that. Stopping for a moment, I scratched a line in the sand with my foot, and the next passing of the ocean washed it away. Stopping again, I took a chance, looking around to make sure no one was watching me, and reached down to write in the sand a mistake I had made years before, the guilt from which I couldn't seem to get beyond. Once again, you guessed it, the surf cleansed the sand smooth of what I had written and left me standing there, looking at a clean slate of beach sand, free from the words of that past memory that I'd written, and now standing there with all the potential of a smooth, glistening shoreline stretching out before me. I wrote another mistake I had made years earlier in the sand, and I was deep in thought about what I had just written when an incoming wave bigger than the others crashed into me, leaving me soaked. But once again, the wave had wiped the sand clean of what I had written. Free again, I thought. It was a thought that began to take hold for good. I wrote the name of a habit I couldn't get control of, something that seemed to have me in its grip. You've guessed it. It too was wiped clean with the next pass of the surf. And as far as I could see behind me, the beach had been wiped clean and smooth with each passing wave. And ahead was a clean expanse of sand stretching before me as far as I could see, waiting for me and the God who created me to get there together. The path ahead was unknown and uncertain, but the God of grace, who loves me and forgives me, was there ready to go with me to write the rest of the story of my life on the fresh canvas of my life stretching out before me. My friends, we all have moments where we have fallen short in life, or where we have been let down by others, hurt or rejected as a child perhaps, or later in life. We all have done things we wish we hadn't done. We can't undo them, and we struggle at times with moving ahead because we're anchored in the mistakes or the decisions of the past. And we may have moments where we didn't remember God being around at all. I had those moments. Or where we never thought about him, or the circumstances of daily living seemed to block him out if he was there, where the future was a scary and uncertain place for us. Maybe we felt we always had to do something before God would see us, notice us, would love us, or approve us. We felt we had to earn his love. Maybe some of you have been there, having a hard time believing through all the crud and the stuff that you've done wrong, that we've done wrong, or that has been done to us in our lives, that God really did create us for a purpose and that he really cares and created us with incredible potential and a passion to reach for the stars, to dream of great adventures and to achieve great accomplishments for our lives and for his kingdom that would help others and that would change the world. But that's exactly what he has done. for you and for me. And when we come to him and lay before him the things that we regret and the things that hold us back and tie us down, and then seek his help and guidance, we find that he wipes the slate of our lives clean of our past mistakes, of the problems, the shortcomings, the failures, the decisions that we regret, and also those moments where life came up short for us. And he calls us to turn the page with him, to burn the plow equipment, so to speak, or whatever is holding us back from all that God wants us to be, and to live the life of purpose in this one time around that we've been given with him in the lead. It starts when we turn the page on the past, putting a period at the end of where we have been and accepting what we could never earn, God's love for each of us, God's unmerited grace as he wipes the slate clean of those things that he has long since forgiven us for and wants us to move on from into all that is before us. That's the God that we're talking about. The God who puts our foot on a new path in a brand new day with him, reaching out into all the potential he planted within us to become all he created us to be, to live the life of purpose and impact he intends for us to live today, tomorrow, and every day. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. Thank you for the reminder that you wipe the slate clean. A simple reminder for my simple mind of the beach, the surf that comes along and wipes it clean. That's what you do. That's what you do. And we just simply need to embrace it, to believe it, and to trust you, to accept you, and to move on with you into the clean expanse of our lives ahead of us, knowing we can trust you, knowing you have a purpose for our lives, and to help us to live that purpose and to be the best we can be in all that you created us to be, with you and for you and for others. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for his son. And it's in his precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.